வந்தேஹம்
The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, 5th chapter, text number 25, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 12th of November, 1976, in Vrindavan, India.
Devotional life, bhakti yoga, is so exalted that they do not care for heavenly planet, apavarga, mukti, liberation. They do not care. Insignificant. That sloka, apradhananda saraswati, he realizes that kaivallam narakaya, the liberation of becoming one with the Supreme, you call kaivallam. Kevaladvaitam, oneness. So for a devotee, it is as good as the hell. Kaivallam narakaya. And then, what about heavenly planets, sargalok, janalok, mahalok, tamalok? The akasa puspayate, tridasapura, akasa puspayate. In Bengal, there is one word, ghoradin, means no value. Just like horse. Horse never give any aid. But it is said, it is as good as the aid of horse. That means there is no such thing. Insignificant. So, akasa puspayate. Akasa puspayate means it has no value. Simply imagination. Actually there is value. Suppose if you go to Sargaloka, become Indra, so, that is not permanent. By pious activities, you can become Brahma, Indra, and so many demigods. You can hold that post. But, abrahma bhavana lokan punarahuti. Even if you go to the Brahma loka, what is the benefit? Again you have to come back. Kine punne puna vartha lokam. Similarly, if you go to the Brahma effulgence, Brahma jyoti, arujjakachena parampadam, that is called parampadam. Arujjakachena parampadam, tata patanti adha, again you fall down. Therefore, for a devotee, akinchanana, they all neglect all these things. They don't care for all these. Kaivallam narakayate tridasapura akasa puspati duddhanti indiyakara satpapatali pratkhata dhamastaya visham purnam sukhayate. They are karni, jani, yogi. They are feeling that this material world is full of distresses. Let us take relief from this and become one. Kurni is trying to go to the Sarvaloka, Jnanis want to go to the Brahma Jyoti, the yogis also, they desire like that. Because they do not feel very comfortable within this material world. But a devotee, there is no such thing that in the material world they are uncomfortable, no. Wherever there is Krishna, wherever is Narayana, that is all right. That is the view of the devotional service. Narayana parasarvena ko kutasthana vibhati sarga aborga narakeshapi tullatha darshana. Narayana para, there are no times as either to go to Sarvaloka or to refrain from it. They are satisfied. Wherever Krishna keeps me, that is all right. Never mind whether it is heaven or hell. Because he has got Krishna within him. Premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena santa sadaiva hridayeshu vilokayat. He is concerned with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Premanjana Churita. So wherever Supreme Personality of Godhead is there, that is Vaikuntha. This time, Ishara Sarvabhutanam Riddhese Arjuna Tishtat. Ishara, the Supreme Lord, is there in every living entity's heart. So the hog, dog, they have got also heart, and there is also Krishna. So does it mean that he is living with hog and dog? He is living in Vaikuntha. Itad isanam isasya. This is called isasya isanam. Wherever he may live, he lives in Vaikuntha. Similarly, the devotee, he lives with Narayana. So there is no question of hell and heaven. He is in Vaikuntha. If Krishna is living in Vaikuntha, the devotee is also living in Vaikuntha. He is concerned with Krishna, Narayana. Therefore, they are not afraid. Narayana parasandena putasthana vibhuti. Narad Muni, he is traveling everywhere. He is going to hell, he is going to heaven, he is going to Vaikuntha to see Narayana. And he's chanting, Narad Muni Bajaye Vina Radhikaram. That's all. Because he's chanting for him, his business is to enlighten. If he goes to Naraka, hell, he'll advise them, chant Hare Krishna. And if he goes to Indraloka, he'll advise the same thing. And if he goes to Sarvaloka or any loka, that is Narad Muni's business. Similarly, those who are preaching Krishna consciousness, they should not be afraid of this hell and heaven. Wherever they should go, they'll simply preach, chant Hare Krishna. This is their business. Therefore, itarena tesha akinchana nagamai bhakti bhura. But one has to become akincha. Nothing material. Simply the lotus feet of the Lord. This is Narottama Thakur said, Aha Prabhu Nandasuta Vrishabhanusuta Juta. He is praying, Nandasuta Krishna Vrishabhanusuta Juta, along with Radharani. Vrishabhanusuta is Radha. Kuruna karaha eiva. Just be merciful upon me. Narottama Dasa kahe natheliya ranga pahe. I am fully surrendered unto you and you don't throw me away. লাঠেলিও না, তুমি বিনা কে আছো? দিস ইজ ওয়াট আই এম, নাথিং এক্সেপ্ট ইউর লোটাস ফিল, দিস ইজ অকিঞ্জ, অকিঞ্জ, নো আদার থিংস এক্সেপ্ট ইউর, দা হাউ ইউ ক্যান থ্রো মি অ্যাওয়ে, গিভ মি শেল্টার, দিস ইজ অকিঞ্জ অন ভক্তি। If I think that I have got another shelter except Krishna's lotus feet, then I am not akincha, kincha, I have got some other hope. No, akincha means only hope, Krishna. That is full surrender. Akinchanana bhakti. Akinchana gocha. Kunti Devi, in that prayer, he has addressed Krishna. Akinchana gocha. You are realized by such person who has no other thing to possess. Akinchana gocha. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also says, Niskinchanana, Niskinchanasya, Bhagavad Bhajanotukasya. Bhagavad Bhajan means Niskinchana. If we want to enjoy something material, oh, there is no question of Bhagavad Bhajan. Because even if you have little pinch of desire to enjoy material comfort, you will not be admitted. Therefore Krishna says, sarva-dharmān paritasya, fully, anna-vilāsita sunnam. Then, sunna means zero. Unless you make material aranareva, no more enough of this material enjoyment, then bhakti yoga begins. This is sarva-dharmān paritasya. Even brahma-bhūta, brahma-realization, that is also not akincha. Aham brahmasmi, I am in Brahma Jyoti, I have become something important. No. Even Brahma Jyoti also neglect. Kaivalanga narakaya. This is the position of the devotee. Akinchanana. Akinchanana mai bhakti bhaja. So, bhakti, devotional service, is not easy, but at the same time, very easy. One moment's business. One moment. But I must be with you. Krishna says, sarva dharmān parityajya māmekam saranam. If I do it, immediately. But that I am not willing. We have seen so many persons. Krishna says directly that you surrender unto me, sarva dharmān parityajya. Still he said, when Krishna will be merciful, then I shall do. What is this nonsense? Krishna is directly asking you, again he has to become merciful. What kind of mercy? These are all pleas, different pleas. Actually, he doesn't want that I shall not surrender to you, sir. I shall place some pleas, that's all. In that way, when we become actually niskincha or akincha, then as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advises, niskinchanasya bhagavad bhajanonmukha. Bhagavad bhajanonmukha means niskincha. Param, what is that bhagavad bhajanonmukha? Param aparam ajigivishu bhavusagara. Bhavusagara, this ocean, sagara means ocean. And bhava, bhava means take birth and get die. Bhutya, bhutya, praliyate. That is called mrittu sansara bhakmani. Krishna says, pāma prāpya nivartante mrittu sansara bhakmani. This is bhagavata. We do not know how many times you have taken birth and again died. That's a fact. Tathadehantara prati. Millions and millions for years. We are doing that. Mrityu samsara. Still, we are so shameless. We want to do again and again. Punap punachar mitachar vanana. This word is punap punachar mitachar vanana. I have enjoyed this material life, ahara nidra bhaya vanchanam. Eating, sleeping, sex and bhaya. It's everywhere. A small insect up to Brahma or Indra. This is the business. So, people do not want to stop this business. They want to improve the business. I'm eating now without any plate. And if I can eat on the golden plate, they are thinking this is advancement of civilization. So, the eating process, eating means khut nivitti, tushti pushti. Tushti pushti khut nivitti. When one is hungry, when he eats something, according to the taste, a gentleman is eating halwa puri, and a hog is eating stew. So, the taste and tushti pushti khudnivitti is the same. Either you eat halwa puri or stew. They were eating according to the taste. Just like in the airplane, we sit down, they are asking, sir, what manner? We say, we refuse. We don't touch anything in the airplane, because you know what is that. And the next man, he is eating very nicely the intestine of hog. We have seen it. He is very nicely eating with spoon and fork. Very enjoyed. And you say, ah, what nasty thing is eating. We do not touch him what is offered. No. Why? We are taking whatever little things we have taken with us. But the result is the same. Tushti pushti khutmivit. You are hungry, you take something, so your appetite will decrease and your satisfaction will increase, you'll get strength. Tushti pushti khutmivit. This is not improvement. Eating by the hog and eating by the human being, the result is the same. Tushti pushti khutmivit. But eating the intestines of the hog or eating halwa puri, it does not make any difference. Ei bhalo, ei monno, sam mono dharma. In this material world, this is good and this is bad. This is all mental concoction. Daitya bhadra bhadra sakali sama. So we should not be attached. We should completely give up anything material. That is nishchinchu. We have no business with anything material, either in the golden plate or on the street, on the floor. It does not make any difference. Our business is how to accept the prasada. What Krishna has eaten, that is our concern. We are not interested with the intestine of hogs or halwa. No. We are interested to eat which is already accepted by Krishna. Krishna varo dayamaya kurivare juhaja saprasad anna dilabhaya. Our business is that Krishna is so kind. The Krishna prasad, those who are eating Krishna prasad, they are enjoying everything. Krishna varo dayamaya kurivare juhaja. We have got thousands of nice preparation. Why should you go to the hotel and restaurant? There are so many nice preparations offered to Krishna. Patram Pusam Krishna is ready. to accept from a devotee whatever he offers, but within the limitation, otherwise we'll bring hog's intestine. That is not desire. If people say, whatever I eat I can offer to Krishna, there is a class, they say, whatever I eat, we can offer, but that is not the process. The process is, you must offer to Krishna what he wants. Just like if you invite one gentleman, you ask him, what can I offer you? That is etiquette. Not that however rascal you being and one has to eat. No. Krishna says, patram puspam phalam toyam jumi bhakta apirichati tadaham asrami. I eat that. How he can eat? The atheist class will see, oh, you are offering so many nice foodstuff, but it is lying there, he is not eating. But he does not know the process of eating by Krishna. Angani jasya sakalendriya vittimanti paschanti panti kalayan. He can eat by his eyes. He can eat by touching. And even if he eats the whole thing, again he can keep the whole thing. Punnasya punnamadaya punnameva vasishtha. The atheist cannot see. But devotee, he can know that Krishna is eating prasadam, he shall take. So bhakti bhajam, so we have to learn what is bhakti. Bhakti parasanubhava virakti annatra syat. If actually we advance in devotional service, then naturally virakti annatra syat, that is niskincha. No more test with the material world. Niskinchanasya bhagavad bhajanur makasya param param jimisho bhavusagarasya. We must know why we shall take to devotional service. Param param jimisho. Not to remain within this material world. Padanga padanga jata vipodam natesam. Here in the material world, padanga padanga vipodam. Every state there is vipodam. That is danger. So, don't think that she is dying or he is dying and I shall not die. Everyone will have to die. Every step there is danger of dying. It is not that the ghute pore gobor hasu. Everyone has to die. Then before that death, we must become fully Krishna conscious so that Ante Narayana Smriti, the end will come today or tomorrow or day after tomorrow. Nobody will live here. But the success is if we can remember Narayana at the end of life. That is success. Ante Narayana Smriti. We should practice that. Don't bother about that I shall die tomorrow, you are dying today, so I am better than you. Nobody will live. Everyone will die. And we must be prepared for death. And the devotee has no fear for dying. Because if he is completely surrendered to Krishna, then he is going back to him. Tatva deham punarjanma naiti upameti. Simply by surrendering to Krishna. And what is that surrendering? Manmana bhavavad bhakta manjani mandavad. Mami vaishyasi asamsaya. Without any doubt. He is giving assurance. Four things only. Always think of Krishna. Manmana bhavavad bhakta manjani mandavad. Everyone can do it. Everyone can offer Krishna patram pushpam phalam priyam. Everyone can hear from Krishna. What is Krishna? Where is the difficulty? The difficulty is that we want enjoyment in this material world. That is the difficulty. Therefore, it is recommended that akinchanana mai bhakti bhajam. For a devotee, there is no problem. He is not attracted by liberation, or by Sargulok, by yogic perfection. He is not at all interested. Bhukti mukti siddhi kami shakali asanti. Because they cannot get shanti, because they want something. The bhukti kurmis, they are working so hard. They want some material profit. Or go to the Sargalok to enjoy more. This is bhukti. And mukti, they are also undergoing severe austerities, penance, tapasya, for becoming one, kaivalya sukha, kribuladvaita. They are also working. And the yogis, they have also worked very hard. Yoga practice is not so easy. Dhyana, dharana, asana, pranayama, pratyahara, samadhi, it requires. Especially in this age, it is not so easy. It was easier in the Satyayuga. Kriti jat dhyayato Vishnu, samadhi. That was possible. And now it is not possible. However, bhakti yoga is so easy. Simply, manmana bhavar bhakta malirajina. Very simple thing. So we should take to bhakti devotional service and reject everything, nishchintana. That will make your life successful. Thank you very much.